In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, while so many people have reacted to the recent breakdown in the church and society today by giving up and walking away from the Sunday practice of the faith, we listen today the Epistle of St. James and the Gospel of St. John like a call to keep calm and carry on. This teaching provides us a pretty good summary of what we are to do to practice our Catholic faith. We are to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation, to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, and pray to the Father in Jesus' name. None of these should be unknown to us. Nothing new, but only truth. St. James speaks of visiting the widows and orphans. Obviously, he's speaking about all of the charitable acts that we ought to perform. All of the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, burying the dead, teaching the ignorant, counseling the doubtful, and so on. The opportunities for doing good for our neighbors are just about limitless. Even in an opulent nation such as ours, there are many ways that we can help those around us. Often enough, it won't even cost any money, as there are plenty of people who would benefit from a kind word, a smile, and a little bit of encouragement. St. James also speaks about keeping ourselves unspotted from the world. Here again, he is including many things in this brief phrase. Certainly, he means that we should keep away from all of those thou shall not that we hear about in the Ten Commandments. But being unspotted implies a somewhat greater degree of perfection than merely avoiding the serious sins. It suggests that we should not be caught up in the things of the world. We have to make our way, of course, putting a roof over our heads and bringing bread on our table, but the material things in our lives ought to be less important than the spiritual things. They ought to be means to our salvation rather than an end in themselves. The Gospel speaks of prayer, and perhaps this element is the most important of the three. It is hard to imagine anyone doing a very good job of loving his neighbor if he has a little or no love of God, no inner life. It is hard to imagine how anyone could be detached from worldly things if we are not detached from our ego and not attached to heavenly things. More specifically, the Gospel speaks of prayers in Jesus' name. If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Now, it should not surprise anyone that prayer in Jesus' name excludes a lot of the things that we might ask for. Surely, it excludes anything sinful and anything that would give us some advantage at another person's expense or embarrassment. Praying in Jesus' name excludes praying for the frivolous and vain things of the world. In fact, the best way to pray in the name of our Lord is simply to ask God that we may humbly embrace whatever He wills for us on earth, in order that we may one day share His happiness in heaven. Prayer in Jesus' name ought not to be exclusively self-centered. Of course, we can and should ask God for the things that will make our life on earth reasonably comfortable, and for the things that bring us to salvation. But prayer must go further than that. It should always include adoration, telling God how glorious and perfect He is. It should include thanksgiving for the favors He has already granted us. And also, prayer should beg forgiveness for the bad things we have done in our lives. And prayer ought to include those around us. We ought to pray for the physical and spiritual well-being of our friends and neighbors, of those in authority in the church and in the life of our society. We ought to pray in particular for those who lack God's graces, either because they have never been exposed to the faith or because they have simply rejected the faith. And finally, our prayers should always include the dead, friends, relatives, and benefactors again, and also unknown souls, all the souls in purgatory, and particularly those who have no one to pray for them. Who knows what souls languish in purgatory with no one on earth to remember them in prayer or at Holy Mass. So, we have today this very simple summary of what we must do to practice our Catholic faith. We are to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulations, to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, and pray to the Father in Jesus' name. In other words, and simply stated, keep calm and carry on. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.